Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Aixin Jiu Lobei.
I'm Wang Ying. Shanghai today became the first city in the country to give license plates to 15 driverless vehicles, a new stage in the testing process. Sun Sixi takes a look at the trucks, cabs and buses as tests continue in suburban Lingang.
4 months after Pudong released a new regulation on autonomous driving, license plates were given to 15 autonomous vehicles. They're the heavy-duty trucks made by Autopilot that run tests on Donghai Bridge. According to previous regulations, these trucks had to have two operators on board. Now the company is allowed to test them with the operator steering them remotely.
We've collected 1,700 failure scenarios through testing, and we have a solution for each of them. From now on, you'll be able to see driverless trucks running 24/7 on the bridge. These trucks are truly without drivers.
And the same is true for driverless cabs. They've been tested on 8 kilometers of roads that circle Dishui Lake.
The first step is to move the operator to the co-driver's seat and then to the crew seat. To have autonomous vehicles on the road is a serious thing that we need to treat seriously.
And get ready to pay. The license allows these vehicles to operate commercially, which means the 3 driverless sightseeing test buses that had been free now cost 1 yuan per ride. The tests you see today are backed by servers in Lingang that offer superior computational power not seen in other districts. And that's part of the city officials' plan for Lingang to become the area to test smart infrastructure. Sun Sixi, Shanghai Life.
One of the main topics at the Lu Jiazui Forum today was enhancing the functions of Shanghai's free trade zone and high-level financial reform. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan was at the plenary session this afternoon.
The afternoon session heard speeches from the heads of international financial authorities and institutions, as well as from professional economists. All spoke highly of the development of the financial services within the free trade zone.
It deepened our ties with China. We had existing relationships with sovereign wealth funds and insurance companies, and we deepened those ties and relationships. We had a very positive experience here in the QDLP program. It's been very successful for us. We have the highest number one, 40% market share.
The developments in the zone have also enhanced international cooperation.
From its negative list management model to free trade account systems, scrapping of foreign ownership limits on securities and fund management firms to the delivery of bond futures, Shanghai's free trade zone has been taking important steps to liberalize international markets. And in the last decade alone, China's economy has doubled in size and trade with the United Kingdom has grown by 60%.
This year marks the 10th anniversary of the establishment of the China-Shanghai Pilot Free Trade Zone, the first of its kind in the country. Since then, it has become a leader in the country's reform and opening up, not only in the trade sector, but also in the financial field, as is being demonstrated and highlighted at This is Lu Jiazui Forum. The dense gathering of foreign investment, trade and industrial innovations has made the area a natural environment for innovative financial services, especially cross-border ones. For the past decade, the financial market has been exploring new possibilities for new services. Bonds, cash pools and insurance, these achievements have laid solid foundation for future progress. But the question now is, for the upcoming decade, how will they become part of the widely applied financial services in the area and even outside the free trade zone?
To promote the construction of Shanghai's international financial center, the primary effort should be on the main products in the capital market, such as stocks, bonds, foreign currency, credit loans, and payments. Increasing the market's opening requires improving the degree of free use of the renminbi and the level of convertibility of the RMB. That means we have to further reform the foreign currency management mechanism. But that doesn't mean 100% free use or convertibility. So in doing this, we need to be able to handle problems such as international balances and the mechanism by which the exchange rate is set.
Zhou stressed in his speech the fact that China now has close connections with the Belt and Road countries, which have companies with promising development prospects but no way to make IPO listings. He said the further liberalization of renminbi use could also help high-quality foreign companies list in Shanghai by using China depository receipts. Other delegates emphasized different aspects of China's liberalization and how they could also help the host country.
I think as it moves forward now, there are further great opportunities, probably the greatest of which is the engagement in the climate change and net zero campaign. This is a global challenge, and China and Shanghai have a particularly strong role to play as the biggest emitters, and we want to work very much with London on this going forward.
China now has more than 20 pilot free trade zones, and Shanghai as the forerunner has provided much experience for the others. Ge Haijiao, chairman of the Bank of China, said that a zone in Shanghai has generated and provided more than 300 regulatory innovations, and that the bank is now working to strike a balance between financial sector liberalization and keeping risks at bay. Data from the People's Bank of China shows that in March this year, the 96 banks in Shanghai reporting cross-border renminbi settlements handled a trade volume worth more than 2 trillion yuan. Zhang Shixuan, Money Talks.